Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Our message today is based on the gospel reading of Mark chapter 12, and we'll reflect on how the outer of this book gives us as much to think about today. The experience with the scribes, with the widow, apparently two stories, but these are related today to give us a good lesson for our life of faith. But before we continue, I invite you to bow your heads to pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us this morning the privilege of gathering in your house to hear your word. Let us learn from this your word found in the Gospel of Mark, so that in this way we can put into practice your teaching and live according to your will. For the glory and honor of your holy name. Amen. So in the Gospel of Mark, the author narrates that Jesus has been in the temple teaching, and he made a call to those who were present and saying, verse 38 to 40, be aware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplaces, and have the best seats in the synagogues in the places of honor at feast, with our widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. The scribes live from the generosity of the people, but sometimes they also abused of this. This is why Jesus tells his audience in the temple, be careful. So Jesus, who was there in the temple, seeing what happened on that day, and at some point he goes to the other side and sits at that in the temple and saw that people came to do or to make their offerings. Some gave a lot because they had a lot. Others, like a widow, only gave a couple of small coins of less value, but these were all that she had. And by this action of the widow, Jesus called his disciples and used it to impart a teaching to them. And this is the theme for us today. And I titled, When We Trust in the Lord. And this is what Jesus says on verse 43 and 44. Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty has put in everything she had, all she had to live on. When the widow gave, she gave everything she had, trusting in the Lord. Here is Jesus teaching his disciples that we shall trust in the Lord at all times. Not only when we have, but also in difficult times. How do we get this? We don't know much detail, but we can think about this lady. Widow, at this time, in this place, and God's word says all she had to live on. How was that? Why that happened to her? How do we, when we think about her experience or the way that she was there, not knowing more details about her, but all she had to live on was put it on that plate. Was there in the temple? We can assume there was a lady of faith, and she put everything on the plate. Trusting in the Lord. Isn't that easy when we have, when we are doing well, trusting in the Lord? But what happens when the things aren't, or when things are not going in the way that we expect? I'd like to share a personal experience with you all. Some of you might hear me share this before, and some may not. Maybe this is the first time. When I was in my last year of the seminary, I had a perfect plan, actually, at that time. I was thinking about, hey, it's a year away from finished school, and as soon as I graduate, I had my job at that time, so I thought, well, how is it going to be? Well, I probably ended up doing my work, and probably in the evenings and weekends, I will serve the Lord and God's people. I mean, meaning like the church itself. So I had a perfect plan at that time, but things change. All of a sudden, the plan that was perfect plan changed. The life make 180 degrees turn, and everything changed. So I reached out the point that on December, I'm pretty sure that was 2010, I ended up with no job. And I thought, well, it's just no job. I mean, what else can happen? I mean, it's fine. I'll get a job later. So we reached out the Christmas time, and I thought, well, this is not a good time to find a job, so let's wait until January. So I was doing my applications and waiting to see how this happened. So the time passed, and days passed, and still not having a job. So then I lost my car. No job, no car, and thinking about, well, everything will be fine. We'll be fine. My wife and I were praying and saying, we'll be fine. So then one day we came back home, and our dog actually tear up our living room set. So there was no living room set. So we thought, well, we'll be fine. I mean, when we get a job, we'll get a new set. Then one day in the evening, we were preparing to have dinner, and we have a nice dinner table, but the top of the table was glass. So when we were about to have dinner, the glass broke in half, and our food came in our laps. And we thought, well, it's all right. We'll be fine. But to be honest, I was worried about all these things that are happening to us. We continued to come to church. By that time, we already being part of our Redeemer. We're still in the last year of seminary. And we and my wife and I keep praying and say, well, we'll be fine. I mean, what else can be happen? I mean, so there, we reach out the point that we cannot pay our rent. So we ended up renting only a room at my sister-in-law's house. And we thought, well, we'll be fine. So every night at that point, my wife and I, we just hold hands, we pray, and say, just trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. We'll be fine. We'll be okay. I wanted to tell you that the things change and everything come up and then they are well, but tell you not. I have to tell you not. It wasn't the case. Do you ever felt that way? When you are in the middle of a situation or an experience or a time of stress and think about how I ended up here, why has this happened to me? I am a man of faith. What is even this happening to myself, to my family, or the people that I love? You don't have to be like myself, but maybe all of us have our own experiences. When you lost a loved one and think about, why has this happened to me? When you hear those news from hospital or the medical research and thought about, why has this happened to me? When someone you love is facing a difficult time, son, nephew, cousin, brother, and they are experiencing challenges, addictions, health problems, whatever it is, and think about, why is this happening? It is here to these situations that we are called to put our trust in the Lord. The Lord who is faithful to his promise. I can tell you from my experience that throughout that time, it was a really tough experience. I mean, myself, coming from a third world country, I know how poverty is. But losing even the little that I have was very painful. But the Lord was teaching us and me something that we never forget. Trusting the Lord. And you might think, well, you're at that time we're in the seminary, don't you trust the Lord? Well, I'll tell you what. Yes, I was trusting the Lord. But having experienced that make me humble in different ways. Day by day, trusting the Lord. I think what we have here with the widow, what she did, it's a very neat thing to learn from. All she had was put it out in the plate, trusting that the Lord will provide. And I think we all are encouraged to trust the Lord because he will provide. He will provide on all of those things that we have talked about. So my word of encouragement for you, trust in the Lord because he is faithful. Put your trust in the Lord because only he knows what he can do with your life. He will shape. He will continue to shape your life of faith because the Lord, our God, he keeps his promises to all of us. How do we know that? How do we know that the Lord keeps his promises? We see it today as he comes in body and blood in the sacrament of holy altar. He will come to meet us here in the altar to reassure us of his love, to reassure us of his forgiveness, to reassure us that he is with us. Wherever might be your experience, wherever might be what you are experiencing, trust the Lord. He will provide. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you. For you have had mercy on all of us. That from your love, you give to us. You care for us. You provide for us. All we have, Lord, family, friends, church, work, whatever it is, all we have is because of you, because of your mercy. Lord, continue to strengthen faith in all of us and open our eyes of faith so we can see the marvelous things that you are doing every day on our lives. Lord, be with us as we walk in this idle eternity and to be faithful, waiting for that day when we can see you face to face. In your son's name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.